Okay, so today we're gonna like really get our hands dirty with 5G.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
talking to the nitty-gritty, the actual system architecture, you
Oh,
know, the
God.
nuts and bolts of how this tech actually works.
Yeah.
And you know, we always love a good deep dive, but this one is
This is next level.
this is next level because we're digging into those seriously dense ETSI documents,
Oh, yeah, they're beasts.
the TS-123, 501 and 502.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm pretty impressed that you got through those.
Well, you know somebody's got to do it.
Well, that's why we have you to break
Right.
it down for us.
Exactly.
So let's kick things off with something I think a lot of people listening to this probably wondered themselves. We hear about things like roaming and data networks all the time,
Right.
but like, what are the building blocks of a 5G system and
Yeah.
how do they all like fit together?
So think of it like building a house, right? You've got your
Yeah.
foundation, you've got your walls, your plumbing, all these separate parts that have to work together
We got to work together, else.
seamlessly, right?
Yeah.
And in 5G, one of the key players is this thing called the user equipment
Okay.
or UAE. It's just a fancy way of saying your phone.
Right. So that's our foundation.
Exactly. That's the starting point.
Okay.
Our phone in this 5G house.
So where do we go from there? What's next?
Well, your phone needs a way to actually connect to the network, right?
Of course.
That's where the AMF comes in.
The what?
Access and mobility management function.
Okay.
It's a mouthful. But think of it like the front door to the network.
Okay.
The AMF manages all the comings and goings of your phone's connection.
So it's like the bouncer.
Exactly. Making sure
Yeah.
everything's good to go.
Okay.
And once you're in, you need someone to manage the data party.
The date
Oh,
party.
yeah, that's where the SMF steps in.
Okay. And that stands for.
Session management function.
Right.
And this guy's job is to set up control and eventually end your data sessions.
So we've got the phone, the AMF letting it in, and the SMF managing the data party.
You got it.
What else is in our 5G house?
Well, all that data needs to go somewhere, right?
That's true. Where does it go?
That's the user plane function or UPF.
Another very important guest.
Crucial. Think of it like the super efficient mailroom, making sure all those data packets are routed correctly.
So it's directing traffic, making sure everything flows smoothly. I like
Exact.
it. So we've got all these pieces, but
Yeah.
you know me, I'm a visual learner.
Of course.
You mentioned a diagram figure, 4.2.33, I think it was.
Yes.
Does that show how this all connects?
Absolutely. That diagram's like the blueprint to our 5G house. It shows how the UE, AMF, SMF, UPF are all connected through these things called
So we're
interfaces.
seeing behind the walls now.
Exactly. And it's
That's
like how the plumbing and electrical all work together.
okay, that's helpful because it makes me think about how much data our phones are juggling
Oh,
all the
yeah.
time. Browsing, streaming, downloading,
Constantly.
sometimes all at the same time. Which brings me to something I find fascinating. Multiple PDU sessions.
Now you're talking. That's where things get really interesting.
Right, because it's like, how does it all work at the same time?
Right. So remember how we said the SMF's managing that data party
Yeah.
with multiple PDU sessions? It's like having several parties going on at the same time,
Okay.
each with its own vibe, its own purpose.
So one session could be for streaming music,
Exactly.
and another one is like busy downloading that podcast I've been meaning to listen to.
Precisely. And the amazing thing is each of those sessions can have its own specific needs
Okay.
for speed responsiveness, you name it.
So the SMF is like a master party planner,
There you go.
making sure everyone has what they need to keep the good times rolling.
Exactly. Keeping that data flowing.
Or the data flowing, I like it.
And we'll get into how it actually does that later on when we talk about quality of service flow.
Okay.
But for now, just remember multiple PDU sessions.
Okay.
That's how your phone manages all those different tasks without breaking a sweat.
It's impressive.
It is pretty cool.
Okay, so we've got our 5G house party going on.
Yeah.
But what happens when our phone, you know, wants to leave the house,
Right.
explore the world a little bit?
Yeah.
We're talking about roaming.
Ah, roaming.
I feel like that just adds a whole other layer of complexity.
It really does, because now you're dealing with not just your home network,
Right.
but this visited network as well.
Right, like you're entering a whole different country.
Exactly, with its own rules and customs. And
And our ETSI document, I'm sure, breaks this all down.
it does, it really does. In fact,
Oh,
sections
goodness.
4.3.5.1 and 4.3.5.2,
Okay.
those go into the nitty-gritty of non-roaming versus roaming architectures.
Okay, so before we even get into the details,
Yeah.
what do those even mean?
So imagine you're sending a postcard.
Yeah.
In a non-roaming scenario, it's like dropping that postcard directly into your mailbox at home.
Okay, yeah.
It goes straight to its destination.
Easy.
But with roaming, it's like mailing that postcard from a different country. It's got to go through a few more steps, maybe a few different postal services.
Yeah.
Before it reaches that final destination.
So it's like non-roaming. My phone is just staying local.
Exactly. Okay. Sticking with that home network's infrastructure.
Okay. And all those pieces we talked about.
Right. The AMF, the SMF, the UPF.
They're all
just hanging out in your home network.
Having a staycation.
Exactly.
But then when we start roaming.
That's where it gets fun.
That's where things get complicated.
So when your phone's roaming, there are a couple different ways this can be handled.
Okay.
One way is called home routed roaming.
Home routed roaming. I feel like there's an analogy coming.
There's always an analogy. So remember that postcard we sent from a different country?
Okay, yeah.
With home routed roaming, it's like that postcard first going back to your home mailbox and then being forwarded on to its final destination.
That seems inefficient.
It does seem a bit roundabout, but this approach actually can offer better security and control because your data is still being filtered through your home network's security measures.
Okay, so it's like having that home-based protection.
Wait, so sweet.
But I have a feeling there's a trade-off here.
You're right. The downside is that all that extra travel time for your data can lead to slower speeds.
Of course, the more travel time.
Exactly.
The longer it's going to take.
Especially if you're really far from home.
Right. So that brings us to option two.
Option two. This is called local breakout.
Local breakout.
This time, think of it like buying a souvenir while you're on vacation.
Go.
You don't need to ship it back home. You can just buy it directly from the local shop.
Okay, so we're cutting out the middleman here.
Exactly. With local breakout, your data gets to take a shortcut.
Nice.
Connects to the internet directly from that visited network.
So we're bypassing all that.
Bypassing all that back and forth.
Okay, I like it.
This can often mean faster speeds, and in some cases, it might even mean lower costs.
Nice. So we're getting the local discount? I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our homebody option and our adventurous option.
I like that.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle that I always think about, especially when we talk about roaming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's security.
Security, always important.
Because I'm always a little nervous.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm traveling and using public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you never know who's listening.
Right, exactly.
But this is where 5G gets really smart.
Okay, good.
It has this thing called untrusted non-3GPP access.
Okay, untrusted non-3GPP.
I know, it's a mouthful.
It's a lot.
But basically, it's just a fancy way of saying, how do we secure your connection when you're using a network that we don't fully control?
Okay, so this is like proceed with caution network situations.
Exactly. It's like 5G putting on its detective hat.
Okay.
It knows that public Wi-Fi, even some private networks, might not have the same level of security as your home network.
Right.
So it implements a bunch of extra security measures to make sure your data stays safe.
Okay, so what does 5G detective do?
Well, one of the key things is user plane integrity protection.
Okay, break that down for me.
So the user plane, that's just the actual data you're sending and receiving.
Okay.
And integrity protection means making sure that data hasn't been tampered with.
So it's like a tamper-proof seal on my data.
Exactly. Like having a bodyguard for your data.
I like it.
Making sure it reaches its destination safely no matter what.
Very cool.
Okay.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
It should. It's a good system.
Okay, so we've explored the 5G house. We've traveled the world.
We've seen it all.
We've got our data bodyguard.
We're well protected.
But I feel like there's still more to uncover.
Oh, there's always more.
What about those apps on my phone?
Yeah,
that always seem to be connected.
Right.
Even when I'm not using them.
Always on, always listening.
Like my messaging app always seems to know when I get a new message.
Right.
Even if my phone is like asleep.
That's probably an always on PDU session at work.
Always on PDU sessions. Yeah. Okay, so these sessions are just like never ending.
Pretty much. They're like that one friend who never leaves the party.
Oh, no.
Even when you want them to.
So even when my phone is taking a break?
Yeah.
These sessions are still going.
They're still running in the background, keeping things warm.
So that's how those apps are so responsive.
Exactly. It's like having a dedicated line just for them.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then it makes me wonder.
Yeah.
With all these different sessions going on.
Right.
Some are always on, some popping up as needed.
Yeah.
How does the 5G system, like, prioritize all this traffic?
That is the million-dollar question.
Because, like, how does my video call stay clear?
Right.
Even if my internet connection is, like...
spotty.
A little spotty.
That's where quality of service flow comes in.
Okay, QoS flow. Hit me with it.
So picture a busy intersection.
Okay.
Lots of cars coming and going.
Rush hour.
Exactly.
Right.
Without a traffic light to manage that flow...
it'd be chaos.
Total chaos. But with a traffic light, we can control things, right?
Right.
Give priority to certain lanes. That's essentially what QoS Flow does for your data.
Okay.
It allows the 5G system to prioritize different PDU sessions.
So my video call is like an ambulance.
Exactly.
With its siren blaring.
Gets to bypass all the traffic.
I like it.
And the document even talks about how 5G uses these things called QoS parameters.
Okay.
To really fine-tune this prioritization process.
Those like different VIP lanes for my data.
Exactly. You got the VIP treatment for those important things.
I like it.
And here's the really cool part.
Okay.
5G can actually adjust these priority levels on the fly.
Oh, wow.
Based on the network conditions.
So it's constantly adapting.
Exactly. Always working behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So we've got our VIP lanes.
We do.
But what about like emergency services?
Oh, that's critical.
That feels like that needs to be top priority.
Absolutely. In an emergency, every millisecond counts.
Right.
So 5G actually has built-in mechanisms to make sure those calls get through no matter what.
So they get their own dedicated lane.
The fastest lane, always clear, always ready to go.
Wow, that's good to know. Okay, so we've covered so much ground.
We've been on quite the journey.
From the very basics of 5G
yeah.
to some pretty complex stuff.
It's been a deep dive.
It really has. What's on the horizon, though?
Well, one thing that caught my eye in the document was this concept of network slicing.
Network slicing. That sounds intriguing.
It's pretty wild, actually. Imagine taking a single 5G network.
Okay.
And dividing it up into multiple virtual networks.
Okay.
Each one customized for a specific purpose.
So it's like creating dedicated lanes, but like for whole different use cases.
Exactly. So you could have one slice for self-driving cars.
Okay.
Optimized for super low latency.
Right.
Another slice for online gaming.
Okay.
Prioritizing speed and responsiveness.
Gotcha.
You could even have a slice just for healthcare.
Wild.
Enabling remote surgery and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
It's like taking QoS Flow to the next level.
Right, because now we're not just tailoring the flow of data, but the whole network infrastructure.
You got it. And the crazy part is these slices can be created and managed dynamically.
So they can adapt.
In real time. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Okay. So we've gone from the building blocks of 5G.
The foundation.
To the cutting edge.
The future.
My brain is officially full.
As it should be. It's a lot to take in.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with
me. It's a pleasure.
And to everyone listening,
keep those brains curious.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.